As I prepared to this homily today, reading the books last night, the readings, again, I was just amazing again to how awesome the Bible is. You know, just think about the packed readings we had today from centuries apart. And on the first reading, we had Joshua, in the book of Joshua, that he was leading the people to the promised land for the first time by crossing the Jordan River. He was leading the people after decades in the desert. The priests are carrying the ark, the same thing they did to pass the Red Sea. They walked right through the Jordan River. He's similar to Moses, which are just right there itself. You could spend hours to read and pray and discern, to pray with that reading. And in the gospel, we have the forgiveness. As Peter is asking about Jesus, how often should I forgive? And Jesus says, well, not seven times, but 77 times, which means for him, like perfect forgiveness, like eternal forgiveness. We have the parable of the talents where, you know, the king was going to put the guy who had a huge debt to go to jail, and he begged him, and the king gave him forgiveness. Well, then he went to like kind of like the chicken list, where he went to the person younger than him and less than him and put him with a lot of less money, wouldn't forgive his servant. And went all the, you know, went the whole circle again, and he ended up in jail because he didn't forgive what his king allowed for him. The same that we do. I mention these quickly today because it is so awesome to know the different ways we can pray and read the Bible. I've said that before, and I'll continue to do that. I mean, one, I'll tell people, anybody that can watch television over half an hour a day, it's a good process to read the whole Bible. If you can do it with television for half an hour a day, you could do it to read the whole Bible. Now, it would be hard, be challenging, and especially in certain parts, the Old Testament and some in the New. But it's so depth, like, we just can't. It's the best book by far, ever. I mean, even the tough stuff, the genealogies, but it's God's Word, and it's just unbelievable to read it, especially if we can. I also think it's awesome to see, you know, the little books we have now for free, where we can read the readings of the Mass during the Mass itself, before or after. You know, I recommend if you have one, bring a pen, do something that really jumps out at you during Mass or before Mass, and just kind of circle it or underline it to remind that the Spirit is speaking to you with His Word. And finally, I mean, obviously there's dozens of different ways to really study the Bible itself. I mean, some very thin books, to very just thick books. And the more we can learn about the best book ever, the more we can learn. So again, praise God for the Word that God gives us, the fact that we come to Mass to listen to His Word, and then come to receive the altar to receive His Son's body and blood.